for Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar, the fifth quarter.
This for his equal biggest return in a season in front of goal, his best 25 as a Swan 1 year. He leans back, he sends it on its way, and he misses to the right.
Still a disgusting night, do you think?
Two behind.
Yeah, that's a big Gary Rowan. Really?
19-15, plays 8-13, the margin 68. So the Cats with their second biggest score of the year and their second biggest winning margin. And it'll be all she wrote for Dale Thomas as the long ball in from Plowman. Blitzarves can't mark. You've got to shove out the back. Henderson, is there time for a late one for the Cats? Blitzarves, Parfitt, left foot kick inside 50 off the hands of Hawkins. That's been his night. Knuckle cleaned up, couldn't take it. Rolling ball, Cripps. The Cats are going to go into September with some good momentum, putting away the Blues to the tune of 68 points. And for 24 hours at least, they are back on top of the ladder after picking up win 16 of 2019. Enjoy the song, Cat fans. Here it is.
We are Geelong, the greatest team of all. We are Geelong, we're always on the ball. We play the game as it should be played, at home or far away. Our banners fly high from dawn to dark, down at Gardenia Park.
Patrick Danger Field kick 4, Luke Dullhouse kick 3, Gary Ablett kick 3, Zach Tui kick 2, and there were singles for Stanley, Kelly, Radigalia, Knuckle, Duncan, Guthrie and Myers, while for Carlton it was all singles. Murphy, O'Brien, Kennedy, Cripps, Mackay, Walsh, Fisher and DeLuca. Geelong by 68 points. Final quarter. Thanks to Harvey Norman. Here's the song again, Cat fans.
We are Geelong, the greatest team of all. We are Geelong. Should be played at home or far away. Our banners fly high from dawn to dark, down at Gardenia Park.
Davey Collins is working hard to get us a patch really from down on the ground. Here's Patrick Dangerfield.
Place to play down here, and we needed to set ourselves. If we got the ascendancy early, it's always pretty hard to come back here.
What have you expected to kick 19 goals, 15, and one of them not to go towards Tom Hawkins?
Look, it shows an even contribution, doesn't it? You know, he's a pivotal focus point for us up there, and he's primed for a big final series, so bring it on.
Talk us through the very first centre square bounce of the game.
I was practising in the warm-up, and I reckon I'd kick one goal 10. And sometimes you just have those games where the warm-up's terrible and they go through during the game, so a little bit of space, I thought I'd take it.
Is Reece Stanley the number one ruckman going into finals?
I'm not sure. I think it's horses for courses. Reece was wonderful tonight. But at the same time, we've got to make sure we pick a team that's the best equipped for playing whatever opposition comes our way.
How pleasing to see the way that Knuckle went about it tonight.
Yeah, he's... he's coming to his own in the second half of the season. Great VFL form, and then he's brought that into the team, and he gives us a different dynamic inside the contest.
Well done, Paddy. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Dale. Cheers.
Nick Del Sando down there with Patrick Dangerfield. He asked the question about Reece Stanley. Fair to say the answer was underwhelming.
Yeah, not sure about that.
That sort of wasn't what you thought was going to come back down the line there.
No, but Paddy is forthright and honest in his answers, and do you know what? We have a crack at players for being that, and Paddy's just saying how he sees it.
I get into trouble for that.
That's good. That's good.
We're going to hopefully get downstairs very shortly. Gary Ablett speaking with Nick Del Sando, and hopefully we can tap into that chat as the Geelong players are actually headed for the Carlton race.
Yeah, looking forward to it. It's been a bit of a different role for me this year, and just really, really enjoying playing down forward. I've been able to get in the midfield a little bit more over the last 5-6 weeks, which has been good. But we'll take the week off now. Rest of the bodies. We'll be training hard at the same time. But we are looking forward to the final series.
How is your body feeling?
Body's feeling good. A few corkies today, which I'll be icing up. But we're obviously got the week off, and I'll be ready to go.
Is this great preparation for finals? Is this what you want leading into another campaign?
Well, it's been so long for me, Nick. So look, I mean, we'll take the week off. I think we'll change a few things over the next couple of weeks and just make sure that the boys are getting some good conditioning into their body. I'm sure we'll simulate a match this weekend, and then we'll be ready to go whoever it's up against.
Can't wait to watch it. Guys, you've done everything you guys can.
Santo and Dale Thomas is being chaired off by Mark Murphy and Cade Simpson with the Cats forming the Guard of Honour. Umpire Shane McInerney got a Guard of Honour from his umpiring fraternity. And here is Dale Thomas being carried off. 258 games, 157 with Collingwood, 101 in the Blues. Premiership player in 2010 at Collingwood. And we say farewell to Dale Thomas after a wonderful career. And he catches up with his wife, shakes the hand of Joel Selwood, a hug there as well. And the Blues will head down into the Hickey Stand rooms. And the Cats will make their way around the ground. Why they do that, we might get a breakaway before they head into the rooms. They're going to hand out some footies. Happy to take your calls, Cat fans. 52232955 in this fifth quarter. Thanks to City to Serve Solar and Signature Homes. Geelong getting it done by 68 points on Live Breathe Carrick Footy.
Across Geelong and the Surf Coast, you're locked on the home of footy.
K-Rock Football, back in minutes.
A City to Surf solar rebate update.
A reminder that the latest government rebate for new solar systems is being rolled out slower due to overwhelming demand and government caps. With uncertainty and delays causing industry hardships, trust City to Surf Solar. We guarantee installation with the up to 50% rebate. Be very careful who you choose. Talk to one of our experts today.
To find out more about the government rebate, see citytoserfsolar.com.au.
Listen to the footy on your J-Rock radio.
Covering the biggest games every weekend, live and free.
This is K-Rock Football.
K-Rock Football, powered by our number one ticket holder, Warren Lilly, Harvey Norman and Subway.
Back here at GMHBA Stadium, the Cats have gone to all parts of the compass here at the ground to hand out footies to the crowd on a wet night. I haven't got a crowd figure yet. Bucky, has that been posted?
Yeah, it has. It was 31,699 Kingy here tonight.
I reckon that might be the biggest of the year. I'll get you to check that when you get the chance.
It actually is the biggest crowd here
for the season. Thank you for that. We're going to hit the phones before we head to the rooms. Catherine, thank you for your call. Hello, Catherine, come on in.
Andrew Stanley was back in the team. And I kept hearing you say that Gary Rowan wasn't on tonight. I know he wasn't on, but I thought he played better than what Tom Hawkins did.
Was Rowan better than Hawkins? It's not a bad point.
It's a nil-all draw.
Well, I know who's playing September football, and I know who's maybe not. I don't think Gary Rowan has stamped himself into it right now. Tomahawk will be playing.
Yes.
Lee has joined us on the line. Lee, thanks for your call.
Hi, how you going? Go the Cats. What a win.
Yeah, it was a good one. Good way to go into the finals.
He played a good game.
Who was that, Lee?
Tom Hawkins played a good game.
No, Tom Hawkins had an absolute horror. What were his numbers, please?
Tom Hawkins' numbers, he had the three kicks, two marks, three hit-outs and didn't hit the scoreboard at all. Thanks a lot. That was a great call.
Gary Rowan's had more kicks given the footies to the crowd than he did during a game.
And Silv is next on the line. Silv, thanks for your call.
Yeah, not a bad game, guys. Pretty good. Pretty happy going into the finals. A lot of people might say it's only Carlton, but like Carlton's won more in the last half, if I'm right, last half of the season than Geelong has.
And that's a very good point.
And the way they've come good on the Carlton guy that's playing his last game. Dale Thomas, good on him for, you know, outstanding for the AFL. And just good luck to the Cats in the finals. And if they can produce that sort of stuff, which is what we saw at the start of the year, will be absolutely amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's that form that made them premiership favourites. They're not right now. They're behind the Eagles and Richmond. It's a great call, Silv. Thank you for that. The Cats are just milling at the top of the race, ready to head down into the rooms where we'll take the song. Renee Gehring is waiting for us as well. Just a bunch of youngsters out on the ground at the moment.
Yeah, the players, not all the players, but some players had a Geelong jumper with their number on it, and they grabbed the kid out of the crowd. And they've brought them across.
It's members thank you night as part of the farewell to GMHBA Stadium for the year. 66,000 members, 66,541 in the crowd of 31,699. It was a sellout here tonight GMHBA Stadium. So one of the Cat fans, although they did once, I think they knew the result was a mere formality at quarter time and the rain set in, some did head for the exits in an earlier night.
The 8 minute mark of the first quarter, they started piling out.
Just off the coast, so Twitter, Kingy Matt Dawes says, can't wait to watch Narkle for the next 10-plus years and watch him light up the finals.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's built for the MCG, I reckon.
He's a seriously good player. He's a seriously good player, Bucky.
Where did he go in the draft? He was a little bit later than...
He was.
It's a good pickup.
Yeah, he's a good question.
I'll have a quick look.
Yeah, if you could have a quick scan of that for us. And we'd love you to give us a call. 52232955 is Catherine Lee and Sylv have done, and Rachel has joined us. Rachel, thanks for your call.
Good afternoon. I reckon it's a very good game. I like the way Dalhouse, Guimers, and Mark Wall played today, and Patrick Dangerfield done really well today.
Yeah, I reckon if Patrick Dangerfield is thereabouts at round 21, he can lock himself in for 6 votes in the final 2 rounds. Even though the Cats got rolled by a point last week, he was outstanding with 37 possessions. I'd be shocked if he didn't get the 3 last week. He'll get the 3 tonight, you would suspect, and that will give him every chance of maybe becoming a 2-time Brownlow medalist, and no Cat has ever done that.
Too many taking votes off him?
Kelly Early.
So, as against someone like...
I don't think anyone's going to take any votes off him tonight. No. From the Geelong Stones.
Okay, Kelly's going to figure prominently. Hawkins potentially with 1 or 2.
Just so, quickly, pick number 60.
Yeah,
Quick Knuckle in the 2016 draft. Mm. What's that, a 4th-round draft pick?
Yeah,
late 4th-rounder.
Yeah, about that. Yeah,
that's a diamond in the rough, isn't it?
That's a great pickup. We go down to Renee Gehring, who's down in the victorious Geelong Rooms. The players just joining you right now.
Sure am. We've got the boys lining up, and we've got a few members lining up and getting into the circle with the boys, which is great to see. Some of the kids in their Cats jumpers. So just about to get into the song.
Thank you, Renee. We'll I think some of the kids of some of the players as well getting involved. There might be a little danger field in there. As they
little George is in there.
So the 4 points belong to the men in the hoops to the tune of 68 points, and they will now wait their fate in terms of who they play in week 1 of the finals in a qualifying final. So the Cats will have the double chance. Renee, players, who are we speaking with?
We're going to be speaking with Quinton Arkell, but they're just heading in for a quick meeting first, so I'll let you know when we've got him.
That would be fantastic. Thank you for that, Renee. 52232955 is the number to give us a call on. Of course, every caller to us in 2019 goes into our Caller of the Year draw. That wonderful solar panel package to the value of almost $7,000 will be drawn on grand final day. And of course, City to Surf Solar bringing us the 5th quarter along with Signature Homes. And talking about picking up big things, Bluey just showed us a photo.
Signature Homes.
Gary Watts doing some wonderful work, not with trowel in hand, but he's got the old...
trowel in it. Now,
nail gun.
Signature Homes, who are an elite builder in Geelong, Koza.
Great sponsor, Koza.
But Gary Watts.
They are. Gary Watts.
Goes all right with rod in hand.
He's a good man. And I think it's his young bloke that's probably a fraction better on the reel than him. But in the last few weeks, they've caught 150-kilo tuna. And he got another 140-kilo one yesterday.
What? They are massive fish.
Yeah. Down past Portland, they love their fishing, Gazza and his boys. So I'm not sure much was done on the tools the other day.
Take a bit to reel it
in. Yeah, I was just thinking,
Yeah, I can't help you with that. I don't know what the go is there.
140 gigs.
Yeah, it's pretty big, isn't it?
Well, they catch it with a chain.
Need a crane.
Gonna need a bigger boat.
Yeah, that was funny. Your little spindly setups goes a wooden wheel. That in, I wouldn't have thought.
Don't judge a book by its cover.
So other games.
No, I'm judging it. Don't worry.
Other games are underway, or the first of the 2 games is underway. We'll keep an eye on that score between the Giants and the Gold Coast Suns, but that will mean
it's
not
a big
much.
One, that one, Kingy.
But the one that will mean plenty is Hawthorn and the West Coast Eagles.
Yes.
In terms of where the Eagles finish in the top 4 and whether Hawthorn might be able to steal a top 8 finish. Thank you, Bryce, for backing K-Rock HQ. He caught a tuna, not a shark.
Typical Richmond support.
Honestly, got a bit excited back there, Bryce. That's an early score for the Giants, 6-1 they lead against the Suns.
How ugly could that get, depending on the weather up on the Gold Coast, Bucky?
In regards to
the score?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Giants aren't.
The Giants are just going up.
Bucky's checked out.
Yep.
But that's actually just, I just looked at the inside 50s for the last quarter. Have a guess what the inside 50s were for the last quarter.
Carlton would have had more than Geelong in the second half.
Yeah, they had more than Geelong in the second and third quarters. The last quarter, 24-3 in favour of the Cats.
Really?
Carlton had three inside 50s in that last quarter. One was a goal. Two goals from their three entries.
Very efficient.
Yeah, that's good sign. That's excellent sign.
He takes a positive out of everything, doesn't he? He would have been a good coach, Bucky.
Bucky, they've got a bit to work with next year.
Can you go
on the off-season? Ooh. Jack Martin.
Papley.
Yep.
There's three big players.
There's plenty to go. Kurnow comes back into it. Mackay's
naturally
good.
No,
Walsh is great. Cripps is really good.
Hopefully, the big one to get back next year for their back half, and he hasn't played for 2 years, is Sam Doherty.
Yep. Yeah, Doherty.
He's a superstar, but fingers crossed he can get his knee right.
We're ready to head downstairs where Renee Gehring is waiting patiently with the great man himself, Quinton Arkell.
Right on the win, Quinton. Obviously, a big win, and particularly in the wet weather, you'd be pleased with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Just to come back into the team. Set us up for finals. It was a good win, and just saw the boys play their role, which is good.
And you kicked a goal yourself, as did a number of your teammates. Is that something that the team's been working on in terms of bringing more players into kicking goals? Obviously, we want to be kicking as many as we can, but the multiple contributors?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It just shows that everyone's working hard. You know, when the ball comes inside 50, all the small forwards are doing their job, and the big guys are bringing it to ground, which is good. And it's good that we can finish off, especially in the wet weather.
Quinton Arkell, Tom King up in the K-Rock box, along with Ian Cohen, Tim McGrath, Tom Lonigan and Heath Buck. You finally got to wear the jumper you designed.
Yeah, no, it feels good. I wore it once in the VFL. I wore it for a quarter, and then unfortunately I did my hamstring. So it was good to get out there and put it on. It's a bit disappointing that we have to put it on out of respect of Polly's death, but felt good putting it on, getting out there and getting the win.
You found yourself back into the side in recent weeks. It's been a frustrating year. Can you talk to us about not just the physical side of it, but the mental side of the setbacks you were suffering with that hamstring?
It's a bit annoying. At the start, I'm still early in my career and I've had all these niggles and injuries, but, I don't really want to think about it too much. I just want to play my role, and I'm excited to be back in the team, and hopefully I hold my spot going into finals. So, yeah, I'm not thinking about it too much, and it was frustrating, but just move it. It's all forward from here.
Yeah. Are you constant dialogue with the coaches in regards to where you sit in the pecking order?
I don't actually know. You know, it's a competitive side. We've got so much depth, so if someone performs well, you know, and they deserve their spot, so be it. But I understand that we have a lot of depth and a lot of talent on our list. So I don't think about it too much, but, yeah, that's it.
Quinton, well done tonight. I'm not sure from the outside looking in, from what we see, certainly from our point of view, it looks to me that you've cemented your spot in the team, with the coaches being obviously patient with you this year with your injuries and getting some match fitness in the VFL, and certainly coming at the right time of the year to make an impact. And certainly going forward into the next month, you'll be front and square in there from my eyes.
Oh, I hope so. Like I said, there's a lot of depth and boys are performing so well in the VFL. So, it's a bit nerve-wracking going into finals, but I hope you're right, mate. I hope I've held my spot.
Well, you can only really worry about what you can control, obviously your training and getting the recovery and all those sort of things right. But obviously game day, I know it's a cliche and all the players say it, but, you know, playing your role, do the thing for the team, get on the end of a few possessions, 20-something today and a goal. Certainly that'll give you a lot of confidence going into the next month.
Yeah, I hope so. It's always good to play well. It was a good win, and hopefully I can keep that performance up. That's one of the things I focus on throughout juniors and throughout my waffle days. I just want to be consistent, and hopefully I can do that going into finals.
Fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. Speaking with Catch Young Gun Quinton Arkell, here's Tom Lonigan.
Narks, well done tonight, mate.
Tell me, mate, how you going?
How you going? Good. Mate, what's some of the things you've been working on with the coaches? As Bluey did mention then that you have spent a bit of time in the VFL. What are some of the things you've been working on? And they've obviously come to fruition with your last few games here because you've been sensational, mate.
you would probably know, Domzio. I've been working on, you know, my fitness and things that I need to get right physically. You know, just behind the scenes, I want to get my body right, especially going into finals. But on field, I'm, you know, contested work. I think I'm very strong in that area. So I really pride myself on that, and I've been working on that. And then obviously stoppage structure and finishing off as well, going forward and kicking a few goals.
Oh, good work, mate. And what's the go with the Yogi Bear, mate? You've cut the locks. Are you growing them back, or what's going on there?
Yeah, it's in a pretty yuck state at the moment. But yeah, I think I'm going to get the locks back. Maybe not as long, and yeah, hopefully it's not everywhere. But yeah, I feel a bit lost without my long hair.
Hey, Quinton, Ian Cohen, well done on your performance, and I agree with Bluey. You've really stamped yourself as a September footballer for the Geelong Footy Club, no doubt about that. It was a quiet night, though, for Gary Rowan, for Tomahawk as well. Obviously, sharing the goal-kicking responsibility is good, but both of those guys were really quiet. Anything different about their approach or the way they took to the game?
I don't think those guys have to have a lot of touches to impact the game. Like I said, guys like Gary and Tom, they just have to create a contest and then have trust in the younger boys, like the smaller forwards coming through and kicking goals. And that's what happened tonight. I thought, you know, like Asava, Gary Rowan, Tom, they really competed well. And, you know, it was just unfortunate that they didn't you know, wasn't high in the possession count. But I thought they did really well in the air.
Wet weather football's not necessarily kind to a few of the bigger blokes. How do you find it? Because a lot of the guys growing up in WA don't see a lot of wet weather football. It really did sheet down for parts of tonight's match as well. How do you find it?
I don't mind it. I'm not a fan of the heat, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. I don't mind the cold weather. I don't like rain, but yeah, cold weather, wet weather footy. It's really contested, and yeah, I like that side of the game.
So, Narks, what's it look like now for the next fortnight, or do you still have to wait for tomorrow's results and then wait for the fixture for the first week of finals to work out, you know, what time you've got off and when you'll train, etc.?
I don't think, you know, they might give us a few days off over the next 2 weeks, but I don't think it will change much. I think we'll stick to our normal program going into finals. Yeah, just, you know, so we're do what we used to and just keep ticking at it like that.
Yeah, well, we can't wait. Another final series for the Geelong Footy Club. I know you're aware of the history, but 14 final series in 16 years is nothing to be sneezed at, and another opportunity to have a crack at the major prize, which is a Premiership Cup in around 4.5 weeks from now, 5 weeks from now. We really can't wait for September, as I'm sure you're looking forward to playing at AFL finals level, and we look forward to seeing the number 19 running around in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, I've never played finals yet, so hopefully, you know, we have a good final series and, yeah, take out a premiership.
Yeah, fingers crossed you've got 3 games at least during the finals. Well done, Narks. Congratulations on the win tonight.
Thanks, guys.
Great to talk to
you. Thanks for having me.
Quinton Narkle joining us on K-Rock Football. Always good to chat with some of the young guns of the Cats. And Quinton Narkle is certainly making himself very comfortable in the Geelong lineup. What do you like about him, Dom?
Oh, I think he's movement in the contest. I think he's got good... he's fast feet. He gets in and out of a contest really quick. He just provides something different. I think we've probably been a bit one pace through there for a little bit of the year. So just something different. And obviously when he goes forward, he can hit the scoreboard. So he's got many strings to his bow, and I'm sure he'll have a real big impact in the next month.
September will be his go.
Yeah.
Loves to win in the contest. And yep, if you can do that in September, isn't it interesting, some of the young fellas, they're obviously coming through the ranks that they're not 100% confident that they're spotting the teams there, which is a good thing, I suppose, for some people.
Yeah.
Some people just need to know and have that reassurance. Others, like him, I don't know him at all, but it seems like they're just not quite sure where they sit yet, but certainly all the things you hear and the things you see tonight, you go, oh, geez, this kid in September could be anything.
Mm. Yeah, can't wait to see him playing. There's going to be some Cats that will play finals for the first time. Grian Myers will be one of those that we'll see in September. Mark O'Connor got one final last year, but he'll get a real crack at it. And Mark O'Connor actually enhanced his reputation. He was one of the few Cats that actually could walk off that game against Melbourne last year and go, do you know what, I actually played some all right footy tonight. And I reckon that held him in good stead going into summer. I reckon he got a bit of confidence out of it. And you know, he's played 20 games this year. He's only missed because of injury. And he's one of the first picked down back. That back line's going to be so crucial.
Yeah, got a good blend of young and old, haven't they? As you said, we've got Myers, Narkle, Jack Henry hasn't played a lot of footy. There's plenty of youth, but also plenty of experience and very healthy. You look at some of the players that aren't in the team. They're in a great position. Great position. I'm sure they would have come out tonight. Mitch Duncan's probably the only one, which we'll hear from soon. But they're in a really good position. I think they've got through that real slump, it seems. They've figured a few things out. And I've got no doubt that during the last sort of 3 or 4 weeks, they were increasing the training loads and doing a bit more conditioning just to make sure come September that they're cherry ripe. So I think they're in as good as position as you could hope for.
52232955. Happy to take your calls in this fifth quarter. Thanks to Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. We're going to take a break. On the other side of it, we won't be too far away from going to Chris Scott's media conference, which we're going to take to you in full from down in the Cats Players Auditorium. Looking forward to seeing what the coach has to say about that performance tonight. A 68-point win earlier today. Sydney farewelled a couple of greats in Jared McVeigh and Kieran Jack with a 45-point win over St Kilda. Buddy Franklin's 300th game, Buddy kicking 4 goals. And Sean Higgins was the hero for North Melbourne with a late goal in a 5-point win over Melbourne, 88-83. Gold Coast and GWS is underway at Metricon Stadium. The Eagles and the Hawks to start at 8:10. Got plenty of other scores that we'll go through, including local ones, a little bit later. But on the other side of this, Chris Scott to join us via the press conference from down in the Cats rooms. Fifth quarter, Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. Live, breathe, Carol Footy.
Across Geelong and the Surf Coast, you're locked on the home of footy.
K-Rock Football, back in minutes.
K-Rock 955 is Geelong and the Surf Coast's home of football.
And if you want to keep up to date with the latest in all things local footy,
keep it locked for the Wash Up with Tom King.
Thanks to Gunnings, BFL, GFL and GFL.
For the wins, stats, news and more, catch the Wash Up Sundays on K-Rock 955.
Powered by Gunnings, Geelong's Kubota excavator specialists.
Hi, Gary Watts from Signature Homes. Thinking of building? A free appointment with our in-house architect will make your new home more about you and the way you live.
The interactions with Daniel, the architect, have been very positive. His communication style is very easy to work with. We talked what the budget would be. They came back with a design that fitted that budget.
For your free appointment with our in-house architect, register now at signaturehomes.net.au. Signature Homes, your custom design professionals.
If you're having commercial or industrial cleaning problems, don't panic. Call Steamatic. A range of blasting technology is available, plus the modern unmatched laser ablation cleaning technology. It's environmentally friendly and ideal for machinery cleaning, mold cleaning, paint removal, restoration and heritage cleaning, non-abrasive rust, grease and oil removal, as well as smoke damaged brickwork. View the time-lapse demo video now at steamatic.com.au. So for all your commercial and industrial cleaning problems, don't panic. Call Steamatic.
Listen to the footy on your J-Rock radio.
Covering the biggest games every weekend, live and free.
This is K-Rock Football.
K-Rock Football, powered by our number one ticket holder, Warren Lilly, Harvey Norman and Subway.
Fifth quarter, thanks to Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. Signature Homes, of course, an award-winning Geelong builder specialising in custom design homes. $400,000 to $1 million, signaturehomes.net.au. You can find them, of course, on 126 Fine Street in Geelong. And, of course, Gary been a builder for 26 years, and it's a locally owned family business. Chris Scott media conference not too far away, but happy to take more of your calls on KROQ 955. 52232955, the number to get us on, as Jamie has done. Jamie, thanks for your call.
Thanks, guys. Great call as usual.
Thank you.
Just two things. Probably I reckon the Steamatic's got to be Narkle. And the other thing would be, are we any wiser on our ruck after today?
Whoa. Tom Lonergan and Tim McGrath. A couple of questions there from Jamie.
I'll just go through Stanley's stats. He's ended up with 15 disposals, 2 marks, 35 hitouts, 1 goal straight. Up against Matthew Cruiser, obviously, this evening. Cruiser, 11 disposals, 34 touches, and a couple of grabs. So it suggests that he's held his own against Matthew Cruiser, but yeah, they didn't have a huge influence on the game, did they, Donzie, the two ruckmen tonight?
No, not really. I mean, Reece started off really strongly and got first use to the mids, which was really good. Seemed to be jumping over Cruiser early, following up with some really good second efforts and tackling, and that's what all you want to see from your ruckman. And like I said during the call, I think Reece is a bit of the barometer, or the ruckman is certainly for Geelong the barometer of the midfield, and I'm sure that they're challenging him behind closed doors, you know, ensuring that his effort is really high and really strong and competing really hard. So it'll be interesting to see, as we see, listen to Paddy Dangerfield post-game. It wasn't probably a glowing endorsement that Reece would be the man for the job in the next month, but from watching tonight, you'd have to suspect that they wouldn't change too much, Bluey.
No, you wouldn't think so. And if Reece can replicate his first quarter going into September, that'll give him a great deal of confidence, because early he was fantastic, and then it was just a bit of a nil or draw after that. But and maybe the conditions didn't suit the big men either to be able to get round the ground and mark the ball. But certainly there was a bit to like there, that he's gone back, worked on some things and competed better. So he would be it at this point in time.
Thanks for that, Bluey and Domsey. Dave is next on the line. Dave, thanks for your call.
Hey, young guys. Once again, fantastic call.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'd just like to follow up on the ruck side of things. Reece Stanley played a good game tonight, but unfortunately, I think once we start playing final football, which is what we all are on about, once we get up against the Richmonds and the West Coast Eagles, like against Vic Natanui and what's the fella for Richmond?
Nan
Curvis.
Yeah, that's the fella. I think that's where we're going to get found out, but that's okay. All the boys are going to do is rove to that other ruckman, and it should be okay. But good job tonight with Reece Stanley. He would have taken a lot of the confidence out of that, and hopefully they can push forward. And
I think that they've just got to play Reece, don't they?
On what you saw tonight and the last game of the season, that's obviously. It'd be nice to be able to get off this subject and not have to talk about the rucks all the time.
But the reality is,
I understand that. So what it's going to be is for the next week or the next fortnight up to when they play, Reece Stanley's just got to strap the helmet on and just go as hard as he can for as long as he can and just compete. That should just be all they need to tell him for the next fortnight. Every time someone walks past him, just bump, compete. You know, this, little things like that by the players or the assistant coaches or whatever. Hey, Reece, how you going? As you're walking past the corridor, just a little forearm into the guts, compete. And then just keep walking.
And for those playing at home, Bluey's just done that twice to me now, so I'm ready to go.
Little things
put
like
me in,
that,
coach.
Little things like that can play a huge part in a player's psyche. You know, behind closed doors, just little games you can play with your teammates about getting them to compete and getting them to be ready, knowing what makes them tick. That's the important thing.
Is there a reason why Radaglia doesn't get pushed forward through there a little bit more?
He hasn't got a tank based,
okay.
He gets tired running out to the letterbox, but he hasn't got that build where he can run around the ground all day and compete.
I understand.
Imagine. And he's going to be a good player, and he's going to build up over pre-seasons to come if he doesn't have injuries. But Grundy and these blokes, they run you into next week. They're 6'8" or 6'9" and run like marathon runners. Yes. They're freaks of athletes.
The other thing to answer your question there, Coz, is I think previously Geelong haven't had that second key forward, that real presence, and Radaglia definitely provides that for Geelong. So he takes the opposition's second best key defender, which takes a lot of the pressure off Hawke. And, for them to put a forward line of Hawkins, Asava, Paddy Dangerfield, Gary Ablett, there's four very, very good players that most defences would be I reckon,
stretched by it
and worried about.
Well, don't you feel gets if he's forward with Hawkins and Radigalia, he gets the third defender. Like, that for the defender, strap your helmet on, I'm in trouble here. And for any good defender to be one-on-one with a bloke like Dangerfield, ball, who's quick, he's strong, smart, he can mark the ball in the air, he can win a contested ball on the ground, that's sweaty bum crack stuff.
I think we're ready to go down into the Geelong Auditorium to take Chris Scott's media conference. The media are just gathering. Chris Scott's about to make his way into the room.
I heard about your podcast during the week. And you want all these guys in.
And
that's the easiest job in the world. This is the who's going out?
This is the off the microphone stuff that we were able to pick up because our microphone is live. So Chris Scott's going to take his seat.
Sorry, I think we've started.
And I think Chris is
get serious.
He's going to get serious. Here is Chris Scott.
Chris, how did you assess that overall?
It was a really good start, which helped when the conditions were pretty good. It was obviously a bit of a slog when the rain came at quarter time. But I thought it was good preparation for what's coming up for us. Their numbers were quite clear. I think it's a little risky to place too much weight on the numbers. You can sort of slice and dice the season in a few ways to come up with some numbers, but the way the second half of the season's gone for them around the contest has been pretty obvious, and also some personnel in there. So Cripps we know about, but Murphy playing there a little bit more, and Kerno, who kept finding the ball before he got injured tonight, it made a big difference. So we knew the contest was going to be strong, and barring some patches throughout the middle of the game, probably the second and third quarter in particular, I thought we were pretty good around the contest. So, yeah, in all, I think the summary would be that's a good preparation for what we're going to be up against, hopefully, in the next month.
So you've progressed over the past month since you had that lull to where you want to be?
Scotty, I'd love to sit here and say, look, this has all been part of the plan. But it's very difficult to orchestrate, but we have had a bit of a plan. And there's obviously things that you can't control. I don't think in the modern game there are many teams that can just obliterate the competition every single week, including the finals. But we, to an extent, you need to prepare for the fact that there might be some lulls in your game, and you've got to respond as well as you can. I think setting up the season in the first half was good for us, but it probably didn't contribute to a really consistent next 6 or 7 weeks. And we created some of that ourselves deliberately because we prioritised other things. So we get to now and we think we've prepared really well. In some ways, I prefer not to have the week off. We think we're ready to go now. But it'll help us with a couple of players. Tom Atkins is one that springs to mind. The extra week won't hurt him with his hand. Having said that, there's a chance he might play some VFL footy this week. So we'll go into a final series pretty confident that we're playing good enough footy to get the job done.
In terms of Atkins, Tui playing that kind of role, how are you liking what you see of Zach in that role forward?
Yeah, we're liking it. We were confident he could do it. I mean, we played him forward last year in the last quarter against Melbourne where he kicked the winning goal, but we've been talking about it prior to that. So it's been over 12 months in the making, actually getting him forward. But I think the simple thing with Zach is we think that he could play in our team effectively forward, back or midfield. So we're going to try to find a spot for him. And I thought, he was a positive tonight.
Did you see what you wanted from Reece tonight?
I thought he was good. Yeah, I thought our stoppages were good. I mean, the scores from stoppages were heavily in our favour. That was a good number. But again, you can sometimes bring that back to, you can almost bring it back to whatever you like. You know, if it goes well, we say, well, that was because of the ground level guys. And if it doesn't go well, we say, well, I wish our ruckman was better. I think it's a bit more complicated than that. But I thought he played well. You know, right from the first centre bounce of the game against a good player, I thought he was pretty effective.
You must be pretty pleased with the development of Narkel as well, particularly early today, him and Danger were the guys who set it up.
Yeah, it'd be hard to leave out of our team, that's for sure. And we've got some headaches, so the obvious next question when you brought up Zach Tui is how are they all going to fit? And the honest answer is we don't know. You know, we've got ideas, clearly, and we've been through the different scenarios, but it's a better problem to have than, you know, searching for a couple of positions. We, you know, we have some depth. We have some guys that we would like to play. And it's probably so finely balanced that a little bit would depend on venue, weather, opposition, those sort of things.
Was there a temptation to rest Mitch Duncan for the rest of the day when you looked at hurting shoulder, Chris, or was the medical report just a matter of thinking about that home?
No, we asked the question quite strongly. I'll just use that word. But that was adamant that that he was okay. And he played well, no issues there. So that's a good sign, because it was a concern. We had to ask the question. It didn't make any sense for him to push through something that might hinder his next fortnight, but no, it's good news, he's fine.
How would you describe Patrick Dangerfield's last month? I mean, we know he's played elite level for a long time, but has he gone to another level?
Yeah, I'm biased, but I think he's the best player in the comp, and I think he was that again tonight. They had a few good players in the midfield, but he was outstanding. I think he's in a rare patch of form, even for him.
What's the plan for Colin Jasny and Jordan Clark from an injury perspective?
Oh, we're very confident that Colin Jasny will be okay.
What was the issue there?
Hip. Yeah. And then Clark, hard to say, but he's in a better position because he's got an elbow issue, which means he's been able to run, so he hasn't lost much condition. If anything, he might have gained a little bit. So it's just a question of how structurally sound that elbow is going to be in a couple of weeks. But he's in our thinking, that's for sure.
BFL next week for him, and that gives a chance?
Possibly. Yeah, possibly. We haven't got great clarity on that yet. But I think Atkins, he could play if we choose to play him. But it's a live option that we just give him the extra week and bring him back in.
And in terms of, you touched on selection dilemmas, and is it fair to say a horse for courses, it will be an element of that coming from finals time?
Yeah, I think so. And we've done some work on that, obviously. There's not 10 scenarios out there. It's pretty obvious that we'll play one of a couple of teams, maybe a few, over the next week or two, and it is a little bit different depending on who we play. But I just don't feel comfortable outlining what those issues are.
Kick 9 goals, so two of your six forwards didn't get the score here. Happy with the spread when guys are stepping up and some people might be kicking goals? Is that your preference, and that spread across the ground of goalkeepers?
Yeah, I've never really been that fussed as to where they come from, but one thing I do know is, in the modern game, if you're relying on two or three forwards to kick your score, if the game isn't on your terms, you're going to struggle. And I think in the modern game, you do need to have the capacity to score. As you come into finals, defence tends to be king, and we make no bones that we prioritise that. But we've scored well this year and we've been efficient. And having a couple of different modes there, I think, is an advantage.
You probably know the bye questions are coming this week. Have you got any... Are you approaching it any differently, or how are you
going to
approach the week?
Oh, we've got a plan in place. The pre-finals bye is very different to the mid-season bye. There's different priorities in your preparation. They are significantly different. I think it's fair to say, this might sound self-serving, but we don't set up our season to make sure that our best game of the year is the game post the mid-season bye. But we do set it up so that we're in pretty good shape coming into the first week of the finals. Now, it doesn't mean you're always going to deliver. Not many teams have great finals records out there. You tend to be the best team or you lose in finals.
You watch the game tomorrow at Richmond, Brisbane, and Barrett against your old club. Well, what's the scenario? Have you got a preference, obviously, to finish top or second?
No, it's a nice position to be in. We've guaranteed one or two now. No, I hate barracking for other teams. I've had enough stress for the weekend. I'll sit back and watch it as a coach, and what will be, will be.
You going along?
Why do you ask?
I'm intrigued to see whether you've really got the game on.
I don't want to tell people whether I'm going or not. Get harassed enough as it is.
Tim Kelly wrote his column today that...
he's staying at the Cats next year. 5-year contract. Did he? I missed that one. Why didn't you tell me, Kev? He didn't say that. Okay. Not yet, next week. Yeah.
Mate, you said the players would like to have the opportunity to play finals here at GMHBA Stadium, so that's not going to happen. But I guess the question to follow that is, are you confident that this team can be anywhere, any team, any opposition side can?
Yeah, I understand your question. And I'm going to take it away from the Geelong thing, because anyone that's not a Geelong supporter just considers it whinging. The one thing I will say is I think most normal people know that the system's wrong. There can be no doubt in that it's wrong. But it is what it is. West Coast and Brisbane, GWS for that matter, maybe the Crows or Port, have to come and win a grand final, probably at their opposition's home ground as well. The system's bizarre. So you need to be that little bit better, which West Coast were last year. Are we confident with that? We're hopeful. We've had a good preparation. We've given ourselves every chance. Now, whether we can go and beat teams that play 15 games at the MCG every year, including probably 10 or 12 in a row, is yet to be seen, but we're up for the challenge. Can't argue with that, can you?
And that's Chris Scott down in his media conference down in the Geelong Players Auditorium. Good to hear that press conference in full. Happy to take more of your calls. 52232955. What we're going to do is we're going to take a break, come back on the other side of it with our Hamlin hanger, our goal of the day, our steamatic standout, look at the Geelong Insurance Brokers head-to-head, get some AFL fantasy points. Look ahead to tomorrow, plenty of scores locally, and also a look at the wash-up tomorrow from 1:30 ahead of our call tomorrow of the Richmond-Brisbane blockbuster at the MCG from 2 o'clock. But 6-1-72, the Aussies' play has resumed on day 3 of the third test at Headingley, and the Aussies in a good position. But the Cats are also in a good position. They're on top of the ladder, notionally, after winning today by 68 points over the Blues at GMHBA Stadium. Blues Berry, Carroll Footy.
Across Geelong and the Surf Coast, you're locked on the home of footy.
K-Rock Football, back in minutes.
K-Rock Football in 2019 is covering the biggest games right across Australia and giving you more chances to win.
Yeah.
This year, if you make it on air with the K-Rock Footy team, you'll go into the draw to win over $6,000 worth of black frame solar panels from City to Surf Solar, including installation.
Ah!
All you've got to do is chat to the team about anything footy related on 52232955 and you'll be in the draw to win.
Wow.
Powered by City to Surf Solar, the region's solar power and energy efficiency specialists. Get more info and T's and C's at krockfootball.com.au.
Kickstart your dream at the Warralee Display Village Sunday, September 1 from 12 p.m. Enjoy loads of free entertainment, including live music, footy mascots, rides and more. The footy train will take you to all 26 amazing display homes by leading builders and find the footy jumpers to go into the draw to win tickets to the AFL Grand Final. Get $10,000 towards your build deposit, amazing builder bonuses and upgrade offers. One weekend only at Warralee. For terms and conditions or to find out more, see kickstartwarralee.com.
Whatever you need to get things done. Goddings! Get things done.
Get serious about construction. Goddings stocks the full range of Kubota excavators. 1 to 8 tonne in zero swing conventional models. Goddings also stock compact track loaders, wheeled loaders, and all the attachments required to get the job done. Kubota, high performance, durability, and reliability. And Goddings gives you complete after-sale service with on-site backup you can rely on.
Goddings! Get things done. Goddings! Get things done.
Goddings.com.au.
Listen to the footy on your K-Rock radio.
Covering the biggest games every weekend, live and free.
This is K-Rock Football.
K-Rock Football, powered by our number one ticket holder, Warralee, Harvey Norman and Subway.
Fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. Thanks to our post-game callers, of course, all into the draw for our solar panel package to the value of almost $7,000 from City to Surf Solar for our caller of the year that will be drawn on Grand Final Day 2019. Of course, City to Surf Solar, the region's best solar power and energy efficiency specialists, Essington Street in Grovedale.
the wash-up tomorrow from 1:30. Our guest tomorrow, Damien Horbury from Barwon Heads. Peter Riccardi, Bannockburn coach, who's going on for a fifth season next year in charge of the Tigers. Got them into a second semi-final.
You're not driving Formula One next year.
Peter Riccardi, no. And Travis Robertson, Mary's own coach, is going to join us to speak about the Saints' win over Leopold that sees them book a finals berth for a fourth.
He's done well there, Rico.
Yeah, Rico's done a wonderful job out at Bannockburn. They haven't missed the finals in any of his years out there, which is a pretty impressive performance. Yeah, they're building nicely, Bannockburn. They're going to be a cracking second semi-final against Thompson.
We couldn't call Rico minibus. We call Chuck minibus.
Half a coach.
Half a coach.
it never stops being funny.
It doesn't, does it? It's a beauty. Have you heard that one before, Domsey?
No,
minibus?
It took a while to click on. Just written that one down.
Took me a while to catch on. It's a goodie.
Let's have a look at some key numbers, please, from the contest and AFL Fantasy. So, Kerr's higher.
You're not the benchmark of how long it takes to catch on, but I'll give you the tip.
Oh, stop. Sit down, Ian.
Kerr's higher.
He moves like a glacier.
That's that 24-3 inside 50s king in the last quarter in favour of the Cats. That was the big stat in that last quarter. Individually, let's go to the Cats. 34 to Dangerfield, 12 clearances, 6 tackles, 4 goals, 3. Ablett, 28 touches, 6 tackles, 9 inside 50s and 3 goals straight. Tom Stewart, 27. All-Australian again, Kingy?
Tom Stewart? He'll be in the 40, but I don't think he'll be in the 22.
Oh, okay, there you go. All right, Quinton Arkell, 27, 8 clearances and 1 goal, 2. 5 tackles to Arkell. Tim Kelly, 24, started well. Tim Kelly, a little bit quieter after half-time. 1 goal, 1. Mitch Duncan, 23, and a goal. Parfitt, 22, worked his way into the game. Dalhous found a bit of form late in the game. 3 goals straight, 9 tackles and 19 touches.
So he had 11 tackles last week, 10 tackles last week against Brisbane. So that's when he's playing his best footy.
Henderson, 16, against his former club. Myers popped up with a goal in the last quarter from 16. Tui, 2 goals, 2 from 15. Buse, thought was good tonight, 15 touches. Stanley, 35 hit-outs, 15 touches and a goal. Selwood, 15 quiet tonight. Joel Selwood, Guthrie, 13 and a goal. And Radaglia, got that out, 9 disposals.
Do you want to have another goal?
You just tripped over your tongue.
Is he related to the 17 that plays for Geelong?
The big Sav, I'm going to call him.
Yes.
Kicked the goal as well. A couple of quiet players. Rowan, just 6 disposals and 2 behinds. And Tom Hawkins had a shocker tonight, just 2 marks and not 7 touches for the Blues. Paddy Cripps, 13 clearances, 35 touches and a goal. Murphy, 31 and a goal. And Ed Curno spent the majority of the second half off the ground, 29 touches and 8 clearances.
Oh, wow.
He was going well.
He was flying.
Sam Walsh worked his way into the game after a quiet start, 24 disposals and kicked a last quarter goal. And nervous Nick Newman, 17 disposals. Didn't have a multiple goal kick of the Blues.
2
a crowd
broken
of
ankles.
31,699 saw Geelong 19-15-129 defeat Carlton 18-13-61.
Thank you for that, Bucky. All the stats thanks to Kerr's Hire. Of course, 100% locally owned and operated in Geelong with locations in North Geelong, Grovedale and Ocean Grove. Just for Geelong Insurance Brokers, our head-to-head matchup was Dangerfield and Cripps, just their numbers again.
Dangerfield, 34, 12 clearances and 4 goals, 3. And Cripps, 35, 13 clearances and a goal. So Dangerfield gets the nod easily. But it was a good battle. I thought Dangerfield started well, Cripps hit back, and then Dangerfield finished well. So 3 Brownlow votes.
Well, yeah, you would think coming his way. Thank you, Bucky. Good work by you. Steamatic standout off the back of those numbers. Gentlemen, who's got the decision and who is it?
Oh, look, it's probably the bloke we've spoken about the most tonight is Patrick Dangerfield. His form has been extraordinary the last 6 weeks. 34%, but I'm not going to go over it, but 12 clearances, 18 contested possessions, 4 goals, 3. He's a star, and I've just said these stats again, haven't I? But he's
brilliant.
He's looking like he's got a real sort of something about him.
He's a
man on him. Yep. He's going to perform on the big stage for the next month.
Imagine that matchup of Dusty and Paddy Dangerfield.
But they never happen, though.
No, but it might, though. They're both sort of in the midfield. Not they're going to go head to head, but just
Oh, it'd be
who's going to have the big influence on the game?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Just interesting, one of our callers before, Jamie, was a great caller, rang in. The first thing he said was, the steamatic standout should be Narkle. Now, Jamie, you just ring in and leave the special comments to Domsey. He's all over it, the great man.
Narkle was good.
He was very good.
Yeah,
but
he was.
You're talking about next standout.
Next level.
Yeah.
How many do we have?
34. And
kick the goal with 11
34,
seconds in.
34. 12 clearances and four goals through.
And 9 inside 50s.
Some blokes don't have that for a season.
Steamatic, don't panic. Call Steamatic, delivering solutions, saving properties, restoring lives in the greater Geelong area for 25 years. And, of course, proud to continue serving the Geelong community and serving communities as far-reaching as the Victorian-South Australian border. I can tell you the Giants, 36, hammering the Suns, 12, 10 minutes into the second quarter. Game. And Hawthorn have drawn first blood in the West against the Eagles. And that has the Hawks inside the eight at the moment.
So, yeah, we're going 3 seconds.
On the live ladder.
On the live ladder.
On the three-second live ladder.
On percentage. So, yeah, good luck to the Hawks. If they can get into the eight, they've done very, very well. But they potentially could find themselves playing the Eagles again in Perth if they were to win that
Edwards
game.
Edwards Clarkson, he just keeps reinventing his theme, doesn't he?
Yeah, can I just have one more whinge?
Yeah, freaking.
Just one little whinge before I just had a look at that 2016 draft that Quinton Arkell was taking pick 60. Carlton had pick 59 in Cam Polson.
Who was an emergency tonight?
What did you say you were going to have another whinge or a little whinge?
Another whinge.
Sick of your whinge.
It's hard to tell.
It's just constant.
It's hard to tell with Bucking sometimes. Little medium thing.
Renee Gehring is back from the victorious Geelong Rooms injury-wise. St John O'God Hospital, anything to really
just
talk
Mitch
about?
Duncan. He walked out in a sling, so I think just monitoring that and just having...
Okay.
We obviously heard from Chris Scott that it was fine, so obviously if there's any sort of inflammation and stuff to try and ease that, probably you keep it like strapping, would... same sort of concept. So hopefully it's nothing major, but just looking after that. And obviously Ed Curnow, the Achilles from the opposition in Carlton side. So, yes, other than that...
It's a good thing for Ed, he's got 6 months to get it
right. Yeah, well, that's exactly right. So...
Must have been reasonably bad. Watching Walker, he was hobbling.
He was getting consoled too.
If he's got to have an operation on that, that'll be next year.
If that's a proper
ruptured
Achilles, then he's really in.
He's in.
It's
12 months usually for a full. If it's fully ruptured.
Can I have another
whinge?
Half day,
that's,
Harry.
That's no good. That's sad.
Yeah, it is sad. But you'll get Charlie Curnow next year.
You'd see it if did we see him actually get injured? Did anyone see it? Because normally, if it's a full rupture, you'd grab it straight away.
Did see him limping, but it wasn't too bad.
Sort of grassy knoll style.
But they were the players. His teammates were sort of consoling him on the bench, which sometimes means it could be pretty serious.
Geelong Insurance Brokers, covering Geelong for 25 years with all types of general business and life insurance. Thank you, Renee, for your work. Before we go to our Hamlin Hanger and Goal of the Day, we can tell you that St Kilda by 45 points over Sydney by 45 points over St Kilda. North Melbourne by 5 over Melbourne. And Alex Neil Bullen had a chance to win the game, put two teammates in the burns unit in Royal Hobart Hospital and hit the post to win the game.
It would have been to tie the game. Move along, King.
That would have been Melbourne's season right there. A draw to finish.
Max Gorn should assume captaincy next year, I think.
By himself.
Jones.
Or with Viney. Jack Viney
needs to get his body right and concentrate on
The Giants and the Suns obviously underway up at Metricon. It's back to 16 points, in fact. The Suns have kicked a goal and the Giants lead that one. And the Hawks have kicked two goals now to lead 12-0 against the Eagles.
They'll be third soon.
Oh, that's good by you, boys.
Season's over for the Geelong Falcons in the NAB League.
Sizzling.
Yeah, that's why he's the best in the business, Kayser. And you're just going to lead the comedy, boys.
Lost the wild card clash against the Sandringham Dragons, 126-23.
Robin Williams on the back.
The VFL women. Sorry, guys. Sorry to talk while you're interrupting. The VFL women, 48-15 over Carlton, and our very own Renee Gehring will be part of the final series. It starts next week. So well done to the Cats girls.
Where will that be, Renee?
Not too sure. Last year, the finals we played at Box Hill and Port Melbourne. So depending. what day we're playing and whatnot, where
you'll,
we end up.
You'll fall into line with the VFL men in terms of how that all... Well, with the Cats boys playing,
yes.
I reckon you'll probably play at Port Melbourne as a, probably an educated guess. Good luck with that. BFL qualifying final, Barnet Head 77, defeated Torquay 42. GDFL qualifying final, Bannockburn over Werribee Central 65. Winners in the GFL, St Joseph's, Bell Park, Colac, St Mary's, Newtown and St Albans. So those finals next week. Colac will have the week off as minor premier. St Joseph's will play Newtown Saturday here. Bounce at 3:45. So with the Cats needing the venue to train on, it's pushed back the day. It may even push it back, depending on when the Cats play, to potentially a 5:45 bounce. So we'll have our first ever local night final in the GFL next Saturday night here. That'll be St Joe's in Newtown. Sunday will be the elimination final between St Mary's and Leopold, who played today with the Saints beating the Lions. So that is a wrap of all the local scores. The cricket, 6 for 179. The lead is 291. You think anything over 300 is going to be good enough. Hamlin Hanger, and our goal of the day, where are we starting, please, Bucky?
Yeah, both these highlights. Kingy came when the weather turned in the second quarter, and it did turn quite violently there at the beginning. And we'll start with the Hamlin Hanger mark of the evening. The great Gary Ablett took a contested grab down in the forward pocket. I think it was against nervous Nick Newman.
Looking for a mark. Ablett back with the flight. Ablett! Hamlin Hanger! In front of Newman, who tried to get a spoil on the footy, but Ablett stood tall in the pack. It was a nice mark. Good job by, of course, Hamlin Holmes, who are over on Mirrabal Street, just the other side of the Hickey stand, and Andy Carroll and the team. Good people, of course, proudly Geelong owned and operated, building itself an outstanding reputation for functional, beautifully finished homes. Have Hamlin Holmes with a Hamlin Hanger. And the goal of the day?
He didn't get the thematic player of the night, Quinton Arkell, but he kicked the great goal, Kingy, at the 9-minute mark of the second quarter from 50 metres out.
Arkell decamps. This will be goal of the day. He'll pull the trigger from 52 over the kicked top. It. Bouncing ball! That is the goal of the day.
Called it, Doms.
Yep. Yeah, I knew straight off the boot there, Bluey.
That's why you're the best in the business.
One I knew.
Mutual Admiration Society. Down.
Oh, we've got an extra. Bryza, fire away.
Oh, this will be good. This will be good.
The old tequila, Grime Myers. That's what I'm going to call him now, Bluey.
What?
Your tequila. What did Bluey call Grime Myers? Opening term. Called him a slammer. Ball to come back in.
That's all in there.
You just do the straight stuff.
That could be the worst I've heard on K-Rock in 15 years.
You know what the concern was? He had to deliver his own joke.
What about the silence?
The worst the second time around.
You can hear the cricket.
The tumbleweed goes through.
I thought we were in a John Wayne movie.
Clint Eastwood is just walking down there. Spaghetti Western, tumbleweed, crickets, nothing. It's very hard to soar with eagles when you're surrounded by turkeys. Well, so that's the way it goes. Listen, if you blokes can't keep up, fair dinkum.
Looks like Marnus Labuschagne has been hitting the scone. They got the helmet being taken off. So
pop a bit of that.
Yeah, Stuart Broad's the bowler this time rather than Jofra. Well, Jofra Archer, isn't he? He just burst onto the scene.
Yeah. Went and played in Tassie in the Big Bash. No one knew who he was. All of a sudden he's playing Ashes cricket.
No, he's playing it very, very well. That is us done and dusted for today. We are back tomorrow from 2 o'clock. Brisbane and Richmond. Who's calling that tomorrow? Are you on tomorrow, Koza?
No.
Is it Chuck and Benny?
Melbourne Storm tomorrow for me.
Yeah, Chuck and Benny. And Justin Longmuir, Bucky, you'll be there.
I'll be there.
And looking forward to what should be a blockbuster clash at the G. The Lions looking to end a run of outs. It stretches back to, I think, 2015 since they last won the home of football.
Sit in the couch and
let's
watch,
say goodbye to some people.
Just refresh.
Thank you to Bryza back at K-Rock HQ doing a wonderful job pushing the buttons. And he'll be front and square tomorrow for the Lions and the Tigers. Thank you to Stampsy on the socials. Thank you very much to Laurie Hill. Well done, Pothole. He's been helping out. I don't know exactly what he's done tonight, but he's been helping out. Good work by him. To Renee Gehring. Good luck. We've seen you in the finals.
Hopefully, yeah.
Look forward to you riding the boundary for us, but we wish you the best of luck with the VFL women's team who are looking to win their first flag. And
yes.
Not hard to do out of...
Get around them.
You know, have to win a lot of finals. Four finals, but every chance.
I've got no footy left now, so I'm going to go and follow the VFL.
Good work.
One player now.
Goodbye, Bucky. Bad luck to the Centurions, but they'll be in a
first semi-final next
against
Sunday.
Either against Inverleigh
or East Geelong for them. Good luck to Chad.
Thank you.
Did I say goodbye to Davey Collins?
Not yet.
I did now. Goodbye, Davey. Thank you.
Easy and you too.
Domsey, see you in the finals.
Yep. Hopefully my quarter cannons go deep as well. We play tomorrow.
Yeah, move on.
Falcons
are out.
Geelong Falcons. I thought I'd give my cannons a bit of a pump up.
This is not Calder FM. Goodbye, Bluey.
Yep, see ya.
Koza, see in the finals.
Go the Lions.
Tequila. I didn't get to see in the
Geelong
finals.
Geelong by 68 points.
That's the main toll.
Heard you. Geelong by 68 points. You heard
Stanley gets a knockout. Listen to the roar as well. Dangerfield pounces. River and long ball caps goal.
Right hand to Parfitt. Parfitt snaps a left foot kick. Inside forward 50. Here comes Radicalia with a Hamlin hanger contender. Full chested, he met it.
Casbolt got the better of it. Tui got the better of it. Bounce up, got the goal of the day. His first launch long. That's what he does. 15 metres out from goal. No mark taken. Off the hands. Dangerfield's got a couple. How good is the 35?
Partially smothered, it ricocheted to Radicalia, who gave it to Ablett, who snapped a goal! You don't need to give the little master much room. You don't need to give him much time, but that's what he had.
Narkel decamps. This will be goal of the day. He'll pull the trigger from 52 over the kick top. It. Bouncing ball! That is the goal of the day. Got plenty of it. Danger. Bobbles. One, the other, the other. Three, four bites of the cherry, top of the square. P. Dangerfield's got it.
That was a man playing against boys there.
That was. Just Tui. He bends it around the body. Danger's running onto it. Ball bounces away. Goes! Just too quick, too smart. Carlton too slow.
Good mark. Sock it off the ground. Griggs, that's a goal. That's a goal. He's knocked it in. Sort of the back of the net with the instep. Looking for a mark. Ablett back with the flight. Ablett! Hamlin hanger! In front of Newman, who tried to get a spoil on the footy, but Ablett stood tall in the pack. Kelly, sleight of hand to Dalhouse outside of the right boot. Here's Ablett! Down low and marking in front of...
The old tequila, Grime Myers. That's what I'm going to call him now, Bluey.
What?
Your tequila. What did Bluey call Grime Myers? Opening term. Called him a slammer. Ball to come back in.
That's all we
need. You just do the straight stuff. That could be the worst I've heard on K-Rock in 15 years. A bounce at left half back and then delivering a low ball on the skid to Walsh, but bang! Parfitt got him in the centre circles, brought him to ground. Umpire says, give it to me.
Turns on the left peg. Stanley's forward! Stanley diving. Mark, the two number ones were going at it. Silvani didn't have the stretch. Stanley did.
Handball over his shoulder. Guthrie on his left is a nice finish. He's not a natural left-footer, Cam Guthrie, but that was a sweet finish from 35 out directly in front.
McGovern's gone again. Fisher, wonderful goal. Carlton just pushed it and just willed it forward. McGovern was instrumental. So too, Paddy Dow. And in the end, Fisher.
Radicalia the spoil. Dalhouse the roving. Dalhouse jams it on the boot, and he kicks his second. Narkel cleaned up, couldn't take it. Rolling ball Cripps. The Cats are going to go into September with some good momentum, putting away the Blues to the tune of 68 points. And for 24 hours at least, they are back on top of the ladder after picking up win 16 of 2019. Enjoy the song, Cat fans. Here it is.
We are Geelong, the greatest team of all. We are Geelong, we're always on the ball. Should be played at home or far away. Our banners fly high from dawn to dark, down at Gardenia Park.
For signature homes and city to serve.